Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Texas officials expect the state's health insurance system for retired teachers to face another budget shortfall in 2020 and in 2021. Brian Guthrie heads the Teacher Retirement System of Texas. He recently updated lawmakers on the anticipated cost for TRS care.
We project an ending balance currently of $410 million, less than what we need to maintain the current program.
In 2017, the legislature staved off a billion-dollar budget shortfall by injecting nearly $500 million into TRS care. They also raised premiums and deductibles for some retired teachers. That led to more than 30,000 retirees and their dependents to drop out of the system. The American Academy of Pediatrics has released its guidelines for the flu vaccine this year. Pediatrician and AAP spokesperson Wendy Sue Swanson says the vaccine should prevent influenza infection in most cases. But even if a vaccinated child comes down with the flu, the vaccine tends to make the illness less severe.
So your child gets the vaccine, the body responds to those little particles or pieces of dead virus that are in that and mounts an immune response such that if someone coughs on them with influenza, their body's already revved up, has lots of antibodies to fight off that infection. So if they do end up getting exposed to it, they have an army of antibodies ready in most cases to at least decrease the burden of that infection or avoid the infection altogether.
The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends every child 6 months of age or older to get the flu shot, not the nasal spray, but the shot, as soon as their doctor or healthcare clinic has it, which should be this month. 179 American children died of infections related to the flu during the 2017-2018 flu season. Today at 9 a.m., Red River Radio will broadcast live today's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing in Washington, D.C. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and University professor Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Kavanaugh of a past sexual assault, will appear before the committee to answer questions. U.S. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana is among the senators sitting on the Judiciary Committee. Yesterday, he explained to Fox News what his plans are for today's hearing.
I'm planning on ceding all of my time to our new staff member. Now, that doesn't mean that I won't decide to reserve some to ask a question myself. But right now, I haven't sat down and prepared a bunch of questions. I'm not interested in any gotcha moments. Some of my colleagues have suggested that you're morally tainted if you don't automatically believe everything an accuser says. I think you're morally tainted if you don't give both the accuser and the accused due process and fairness, and that's what I want to try to do Thursday.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has hired Rachel Mitchell, a career prosecutor with decades of experience prosecuting sex crimes, to question the witnesses on behalf of the Republican members. Democrats on the committee will ask their own questions. You can listen to it live today beginning at 9 a.m. on Red River Radio, or you can stream it live on redriverradio.org. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listing area. Expect a high temperature of 77 degrees today. There's a 30% chance of scattered showers this morning. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 65 degrees and cloudy, 60 degrees in Magnolia, El Dorado, 70 degrees and cloudy in Alexandria, Pineville, and 66 degrees in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.